We love watching cop shows where the rugged dick wins, the bad guy gets caught, everyone breathes a sigh of relief. Law and order are secure for another day. Again, despite the detective's mess, heavy drinking, chain smoking, emotionally wrecked, but somehow they get the bad guy, usually some rich, powerful bastard who almost gets away with it. But justice wins in the final act. We get to feel good, satisfied. But that's not how it works in real life. For the working class, the justice system doesn't just exist to deliver truth or fairness. It's a system under capital, a system that serves capital, protects property, not people. It punishes survival. It targets the working class, the dispossessed, the traumatized, those who have already been hurt by other material conditions this system's throwing at them. The real bad guys, wife beaters, rapists, the corrupt bosses, the violent cops, they usually walk free. Or they don't even get looked at. The victims, they're ignored, re-traumatized through the courts, blamed, left to pick up the pieces with no support. Let's have the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Most crime is shaped by class and trauma. People with BPD, PTSD, CPTSD, people who have been through it are more likely to end up in front of a judge than behind a desk. And when the harm is personal, sexual assault, domestic abuse, assault, the eyes of the system just glaze over. Victims are told to report online. Just trust the police. Wait for justice. Hope the Crown Prosecution Service thinks it's viable. But almost never comes. And when the abuser is the police, only then, when it's inescapably public, like PC Wayne Cousins, murderer and rapist, allowed and enabled by his position as police, does the system act? Feels more like it's PR. Scotland Yard recently declared violence against women and girls as a national epidemic. Where was that energy before it became another Met Police media scandal? Survivors have been shouting into the void for decades. Justice isn't something you find in a courtroom, not under this system. Movements like Me Too show the cracks, how deep the rot goes. But even they hit a wall. Restorative justice circles gain popularity and then vanish again, or end up doing more harm than good, because they're operated by the enthusiastic but unqualified. We need systematic change, but the structures we live under fight revolution in every way. The system fails over and over. The murder of Stephen Lawrence and the Met's decades-long cover-up. The brutal killing of Sarah Everard by a serving officer known as the rapist amongst the force. Survivors of rape still face a system where only 1% reported cases lead to charges. The Grenfell fire exposed how working class lives are treated as disposable, sacrificed for profit. The Hillsborough disaster showed how the state lies to protect itself, while victims' families are left to fight for truth alone. These aren't one-offs, they're symptoms of a system doing exactly what it's built to do, protect power, property, and profit. So what does socialism offer? Not more punishment, not longer sentences. Not more cops with better PR. Socialism means that we stop asking a broken system to fix what it's built to ignore. It means no one has to live in the material conditions that cause crime in the first instance. Poverty, trauma, insecurity, isolation. It's built for people who've been harmed and are actually cared for. And people who've done harm are made to take responsibility, not just locked in a cage, but made to understand, repair, and change. Justice under capitalism protects power. Justice under socialism would protect people. We've seen enough to know that the courts won't save us, but we also know we're not powerless. Justice starts when we stop pretending that the system works and start building something better ourselves. Socialism.
You have been listening to World Socialist Radio, produced by the Socialist Party of Great Britain. If you would like to find out more, you can visit our website, spgb.net.